Loudoun County schools try to charge parents $36,000 for documents connected to sexual assault and rape. By Amy Furr on December 4, 2021. A parent filed a Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, request with the Loudoun County Public Schools and was asked to pay more than $36,000 for public records, according to the Daily Caller. The outlet reported Thursday. The FOIA requested by Mother Michelle Mega asked for all communications, including press releases, statements, emails, or other correspondence in any format within the LCPS possession that used the words sexual assault or rape between May 1 and October 18, 2021. The FOIA request was made in response to two sexual assaults that took place in Loudoun County high schools that parents alleged the district tried to cover up. Loudoun County Public Schools Public Information Officer Wade Byard explained the district had 100,065 potential documents related to the request, according to correspondence seen by the caller. He also claimed the hourly rate for reviewing the documents is $72.15. Retrieving these documents would take a half hour's work by the supervisor of information technology at a cost of $36.08, Byard noted. Review of these documents, at the rate of 200 per hour, is estimated to take 500 hours. This work would be performed by the public information officer at the rate of $72.15 per hour. Loudoun County Public Schools estimates it would cost $36,111.68 to fulfill this request, he added. The rate of $72.15 was reportedly common for Loudoun County Public Schools, according to additional FOIAs the caller reviewed. Scott Minio, an LCPS parent who operates a concerned parent organization, was charged $180.37 for 2.5 hours of work. Minio was asked to pay $432.90 for 5 hours of work to review 958 emails for exemptions and possible redactions, the outlet said. Meanwhile, Loudoun County Board of Supervisors member Julie Briskman described parents against the county's alleged sexual assault cover-up and critical race theory, CRT, curriculum as alt-right once concerned parent group Fight for Schools, FFS, filed to recall the school board chair Brenda Sheridan, Breitbart News reported in November. In a social media post, Briskman gave a response to FFS's petition from an apparently left-wing group, Loudoun For All. Ian Pryor, who is the founder of Fight for Schools, said during a recent interview with the caller that he viewed the dollar amount as concerning and claimed it was a roadblock to keep parents from discovering the full extent of alleged sexual assault in the district. The fact that there are potentially 100,000 documents responsive to this request is extremely concerning, Pryor commented. But it is equally concerning that Loudoun County Public Schools would put up a $36,000 roadblock in front of parents trying to find out the extent of sexual assaults occurring in our schools, especially since LCPS has not been reporting those sexual assaults to the state as is required by law, he concluded.